Just a word of warning, I have a little bit of seasonal allergies today, so please excuse me if I need to use the Kleenex. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. These are the words of a criminal hanging next to Jesus on the cross. And the man recognizes that Jesus has some kind of power, even in his suffering. And the man asks, humbly, I think he asks not to be forgotten. And isn't that something that we all want? We want to be not forgotten when our life is over. We all hope to live on in the memories of our loved ones. And that's what we do on Memorial Day. We remember those who have given their lives in the service of our country. They are not forgotten. Even after the last person who is gone, who knew them personally, they are not forgotten, but are remembered on Memorial Day. But if we're honest, I think that we hope for even more than living on in people's memories. We hope for life after death. We hope, in a word, for heaven, a place where we may not be forgotten, a place where we may have another chance at life. For Jesus responds to the criminal saying, "Today you will be with me in paradise," and this is the foundation of all our hopes. Jesus reassures even a thief, a common criminal on a cross, that he will not be alone and forgotten in death. And surely we can look forward to that as well. Now, of course, that is not the end of our hopes and our imaginations about what heaven is like. We've imagined heaven as being paved with streets of gold. We have given harps and halos to all the inhabitants of heaven. We have fantasized about what people in heaven do and what they know. I'm sure you have seen some cartoons that show people up on a cloud watching what is happening on earth. Or perhaps the people on the cloud are joking about how life on the cloud interferes with their golf game. Popular imagery, even more than those streets of gold, associates heaven with clouds. And it's hard, even in church, I think, not to think of heaven as up there. And the most obvious thing up there in heaven is clouds, which I don't really find as a very attractive way to think about heaven. I don't want to live on a cloud, and I suspect you don't either. So instead, we think about, well, okay, what else do we have about heaven? Well, we think about the questions that we would like to ask God, and we maybe imagine ourselves in heaven keeping up with world events and watching our grandchildren from afar as they grow up. We think about the wrongs that we would like to have righted. We think about the fulfillment of our dearest hopes. But there are a lot of things that we just cannot know about heaven for sure. But our dearest hope for heaven is not what I would really call a fantasy. It's more of a longing. Our dearest hope for heaven is our yearning for reunion with those whom we love, who have gone before us. Death threatens the bonds that unite us. Death threatens to end our relationships. It threatens us with oblivion. It threatens to take us to a place where no one remembers us anymore. And so, by contrast, we hope that heaven is a place of reunion, and we hope that our loved ones are there watching over us, living without pain or disease, waiting for us. We pray that our life together will resume in the best possible way in heaven. And I lift up these hopes for heaven whenever I prepare a funeral or a memorial service, because I think that these hopes are found for us, articulated in God's promises. promises that we hear in Revelation, and a very similar promise is found in Isaiah, that God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more. That is a wonderful promise that we can hold to our hearts. That's a wonderful way to look at heaven. And how can there be no more tears unless we are reunited with our loved ones and have no need to cry? I certainly pray for a reunion like this myself. I hope to be with my father again. I hope to see aunts and uncles and grandparents, no longer through a mirror dimly, but face to face, with no barriers between us, able to love one another fully. And yet, we cannot completely know what heaven is like. And the Bible really doesn't tell us. Throughout the Old Testament, the word heaven is used to describe the sky and all that is up there, the stars, the sun, the moon, and even the clouds. God is praised as the creator of heavens as well as earth. For God is Lord of all, and there is no part of creation that God does not know and rule, even the far-off heavens. As you read through the Bible, you may notice that the word heaven, whenever it is used, it's not referring to a place where humans go after death. In fact, heaven does not seem to be a place for humans at all. Heaven is a place where God is. Ecclesiastes says, "Do not be quick to utter a word before God, for God is in heaven and you are upon the earth." And we hear echoes of that when Jesus says to the thief, "Today you will be with me in paradise." Heaven, paradise, two words that have come to be associated equivalently with each other. Today you will be with me. When you die, you will be with me, with God. You will not be alone, you will be safe. Nothing can harm you anymore. In Revelation, we see a very similar thing, although we have a vision of a new heaven, a new earth, a whole new kind of creation where God comes down to live with us. We're not divided anymore with God in his heaven and us on earth. God comes down to us. Finally, we must remember that whatever else heaven is about God. It is the place where we will be reunited, not only with loved ones, but with God. And so Christian life is a journey back to God, back from all of the places of our separation. There is a purpose to our lives. We're not just randomly trying to get through each day with as much pleasure and as little harm as possible. We have this goal of reunion with God. And our lives become like a pilgrimage as we journey closer and closer to God, closer and closer to that time of reunion. If God can be trusted, then the future can be trusted as well. We can trust that all we need from heaven will be there. All that we yearn for in the restoration of lost relationships will be there. But in heaven, we won't be trying to recreate the past or relive former times with loved ones. Instead, we will be heading forward into something new and good, because everything changes when God is present and living with us. Of course, what that really looks like, we cannot know. Even Jesus says, "But about that day or hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven." Heaven is ultimately a matter of faith, and it is likely to be far different from even our wildest fantasies, but also far better, because heaven is God's vision for us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.